Hello, this is Chris Grabowski. I just wanted to take this opportunity to discuss new features in the Sendero GPS version 4.0. Not only will I be discussing the new features, but I will demonstrate some of the features so you can have an idea of what's going on in the software. Well, let's begin. The first noticeable change is new maps and points of interest. We will be using April of 07 maps and points of interest, so those are pretty up to date. Bluetooth connectivity has been greatly enhanced. So that means that when you go into the GPS application, we can now tell whether the receiver is on, whether it is active or inactive. It will give you steps to correct the situation, or at least try to. So I'm at the main menu now, and I'm going to go into navigation by pressing N. We'll see what happens.
Sendero GPS version 4.0 in power. Ten maps loaded. Turn on Alex Slim 236. To connect, press C. For GPS mode without connecting, press G, or for virtual mode, press V.
So as you noticed, it says turn on, and then it gives you the receiver name. In this case, it's the Holix GP Slim 236. You can hit C to connect, or you can hit G to go directly into GPS without connecting, or V to go directly into virtual without connecting. So I'm going to turn on the receiver right now, and then I'm going to hit C to connect.
Attempting to connect the Bluetooth receiver.
And it tries to connect to the receiver.
Successfully connected to receiver. Holix Slim 236 detected. No fix. Acquiring satellites.
So if I turn the receiver off while I'm in the program, we'll see what happens. So I turn the receiver off.
Holix Slim 236 receiver not detected. Turn on your receiver and reconnect. Press Control R or press V for virtual.
So it tells us to press Control R on a BT or a PK. It's going to be backspace with R. So I'm going to actually turn the receiver on without exiting the application. And then I'm going to press Control R.
Attempting to connect the Bluetooth receiver.
And it tries to connect.
Successfully connected to receiver. Holix Slim 236 detected. No fix. Acquiring satellites.
So it's successfully connected to the receiver. Another noticeable thing that we did that QT users will notice is a lot of the commands have been switched from control to read. So in previous versions, for example, to do an address lookup, you would press Control S. Now you would press Read with S. And this makes it easy because a lot of the commands you can now use more comfortably with one hand. To record a point of interest, it used to be Control R. It is now Read with R. So if you're walking, that's easier to hit. Another improvement that we made was the help system was reorganized into a menu structure. The commands are now organized into menus and submenus. So if I press the help key or I press space H on a BT or a PK, I get the following.
GPS help menu.
And then I can press the space bar and navigate down into the menu, standard Keysoft commands.
Where are my commands? Help, W.
And it gives you the command that you could press to get into the menu item, such as it said, where are my commands? Help W. On a BT, it would say space with H W, which means you could press the help key and then the letter W, and it would take you directly into the where are my commands. So let's press enter.
Where are my commands list?
And then we'll press the space bar to go down.
Announce nearest intersection when not moving, or next intersection ahead when moving. X.
Press space.
Announce a detailed description of the nearest intersection when not moving, or next intersection ahead when moving. Read X.
So I'm going to press escape.
Exit. GPS help menu.
And a lot of the commands that were toggles, such as units, when you changed the unit, when you pressed O for options and then pressed U for units, you would get another prompt that says press I for imperial or M for metric. Well, we changed that. So I'm going to press O to go into options.
GPS options list.
Then I'm going to spacebar down.
Map and POI folder, compact flash / maps. Heading mode, left right mode, OH.
So it says heading mode, left right. So it's actually giving you the status in the menu item.
Street names, short, ON.
Space again.
Units, imperial, OU.
So I'm going to press enter, and we'll see what happens.
Units now, metric.
So it says units now, metric. We are actually taken out of the menu, so we'll press help to go back into the menu.
GPS help menu.
And go to options.
GPS options list.
And map, let's spacebar down.
Compact, heading mode, street names, short, O, units, metric, OU.
So now it's metric. So now I'll press enter to change it back to imperial.
Units now, imperial.
Multiple repeats and root menus have also been changed into menus. So if I press M, for example, to go into multiple repeat, it used to say multiple repeat, and then it would prompt you for the command, and you'd have to hit X for intersection, A for address, and all that. So I will press M now.
Multiple repeat. Off. Select item.
And then I will press the spacebar, and we'll see what happens.
Turn off all multiple repeat announcements. MM.
Press it again.
Multiple repeat delay every 12 seconds. MR.
Press it again.
Trigger multiple commands now. Control S.
Again.
Intersections. Turned off. MX.
So it says intersections turned off. Now if I press enter.
Exiting multiple repeat menu. Turning on intersections.
So if I want to go into multiple repeat again, I will press M. And we'll check the status of that multiple repeat option.
Multiple repeat. On. Select another item.
So now the prompt has changed. It said multiple repeat off. Now it says multiple repeat on. So I'll press the spacebar.
Turn off all multiple repeat announcements. MM. Multiple repeat delay every 12 seconds. Trigger multiple commands now. Control S. Intersections. Turned on. MX.
So it says intersections turned on. So I am going to press escape.
Exit. Exiting multiple repeat menu.
Another enhancement is the address lookup. That has been overhauled in the fact that if a street spans multiple zip codes, you do not need to know the zip code in order to find the address. So in previous versions, if I searched for 1170 Main Street in Buffalo, New York, Main Circle, and about 8 Main Streets with different zip codes, and then I would have to guess if I didn't know the zip code. So I'm going to actually do that now. I'm going to press read with S on the QT or space with S on the BT, and we'll see what happens.
Address lookup. Enter region.
So I'm prompted for the region. It'll say enter state. I have multiple countries, so I'm going to type in new.
New.
Press enter.
New York chosen. Enter city.
I'm going to type in Buffalo.
Buffalo. Buffalo chosen. Enter address number.
And I'm going to type in 1170. And actually, in the address number, you can actually only type in numbers. You can't type in letters. If you type in a letter, you get the beeps. So I'm going to type
1170.
And press enter.
Enter street name.
And I'm going to type in Maine.
Maine. Found two matching streets. Main Circle.
So now I have two matching streets, Main Circle and Main Street. So I'm going to go down to Main Street.
Main Street.
And press enter. And it's searching.
Main Street chosen. Define as destination, POI, or virtual.
So I'm going to hit V for virtual and set that as my virtual position.
V. Virtual position set to address found.
Now I'll switch into virtual.
Switching to virtual mode at Main Street, near Buffalo Tourist Lodge.
Now I'm going to press A for my nearest address.
Near 1169 Main Street.
So there we are, around 1170 Main Street in Buffalo, New York. Also, another nice thing doing address lookups is if you are searching for a city, it doesn't search the beginning of the city. if you type more than three characters. This means that if you're looking for a city such as Rochester, New York, if you type in Rochester, it searches all fields for the city of Rochester. And previously, you would only get one match, which would be Rochester, New York. Now you can get other matches. I will abort the search, but I'm going to show you how this works.
Address lookup. Default region. New York. Enter region.
So I'll press enter.
Default city. Buffalo. Enter city.
I'm going to type in Rochester. And press enter.
Rochester. Found four matching cities. East Rochester.
So instead of just Rochester, you now have East Rochester.
Irvington, Rochester.
Another area or county with Rochester in it.
Rochester area, Ulster.
And there's Rochester area.
Rochester.
And there's Rochester, which is the city of Rochester. So you get multiple matches instead of just one match. The street that you're looking for might be in East Rochester. So I'm going to press escape and get out of the address lookup.
Exiting list choice. No cities found matching that name. Default city. Buffalo. Enter
press
city.
It again.
Exit. Address lookup aborted.
Route following has been enhanced both in GPS mode and in virtual mode. The commands are the same. So on a BT, you would do 2356 to go waypoint by waypoint forward, space 2356 to go waypoint by waypoint backward. 3-6 moves you waypoint by waypoint. 3-6 moves you turn by turn forward, and space 3-6 moves you turn by turn backward. On a QT, the command is read up arrow to move forward waypoint by waypoint, read down arrow to move back waypoint by waypoint, read right arrow to move forward turn by turn, and read left arrow to move back turn by turn. And this is just your explore position when you are out traveling in a route. So if you're driving in a car and you want to tell your driver the next turn or two turns ahead of you, you can do that by using the move turn by turn forward command. Also, we now have two quick turns in a row. If you're making a turn and your next turn is within 300 feet from the first turn, you will be told, turn left on Jones Street, then turn right on Smith Street. When you're coming off an off-ramp on a throughway, it doesn't matter the length of the turn. It'll tell you to turn onto the off-ramp, and then it will tell you to turn at the bottom of the ramp onto the connecting street. One last feature that I wanted to discuss is a feature called GPS Replay. This allows you to record the data that comes from the GPS receiver and play it back at a different time. So you could be walking in an area where you want to retrace or replay your steps. It has nothing to do with routes. It's strictly the GPS data. So you could find out the GPS acquisition that you had at a specific point. You can find latitude and longitude. You can find the speed. You can even load a route that you created that goes along with the replay. Now, if you deviate from a route while recording the replay, when you play the replay back, it's going to deviate from that route in the exact same spot. Because don't forget, a replay is you. It is the steps that you took. So if you get disorientated while recording the replay, while playing the replay back, you will be able to watch the disorientation as it happened. So if it takes 15 minutes for you to walk a specific trip or ride a specific trip, then it will take you 15 minutes to play it back. So I'm going to play a replay for you, and I'm going to change the GPS receiver to the replay. So I'm going to press O for options.
GPS options list.
And then I'm going to press G for set GPS receiver type.
GPS receiver currently set to Alex Slim 236 paired and active. GPS type.
And I'm going to press R for GPS replay.
GPS replay. Folder name. Press enter for general.
I'm going to navigate to my compact flash card.
Drive. Press enter for flash disk. Compact flash. Folder name. Press enter for none.
And the folder I have the GPS replay in is in a folder called GPS replay.
GPS.
Press enter.
Replay. GPS replay to open.
Now I'm going to hit the space bar.
List of all GPS replay files in GPS replay folder.
Again.
Demo for audio tutorial.trc.
And I'm going to press enter.
Successfully connected to receiver. Exiting GPS options menu. GPS replay detected. No fix. Acquiring satellites. Acquired position. Was 12 feet. 9 satellites. On Wilton Fly, 72 feet west to Isler Avenue. 72 feet west to Isler Avenue, north and south code cleaner, 88 feet southwest.
So now I'm playing this replay back.
West to Isler Avenue, north and south.
So now I'll hit X to find out what my closest intersection is.
Wilton Fly, east. On Isler Avenue, 38 feet northwest to Wilton Fly.
And I was walking.
2.0 miles per hour.
That by pressing S. Now I'm going to press G for the GPS status, and let's see what happens.
Was 12 feet, 9 satellites, GPS replay.
So basically what that told us is that at that specific time, I was tracking 9 satellites with Was, and I had an accuracy of 12 feet. And again, I'm still moving down the street, so I can hit A for nearest address.
Near 61 Isler Avenue.
Hit S for speed.
1.8 miles per hour.
Hit A for nearest address.
Near 57 Isler Avenue.
So as you can see, I am actually moving down the street in real time. When pressing the G command, it also told you that you were using a GPS replay so that you know that you are not working with live data, that you're actually working with a replay file. You can also pause and resume a GPS replay. You cannot fast forward or rewind, but you can pause and resume. So I'm going to press the command to pause the GPS replay.
Pause GPS replay.
And then if I hit G, it will tell us.
Pause GPS replay. Was 14 feet. 8 satellites. GPS replay.
So it tells us the GPS replay is paused. Now if I hit A.
Near 33 Isler Avenue.
If I hit A again.
Near 33 Isler Avenue.
And if I hit A again.
Near 33 Isler Avenue.
The GPS is paused. It is not moving. It's as if I had stopped walking, and I'm frozen in this specific place, so I could look up nearby points.
Buffalo Fire Department Fed Credit, 333 feet ahead, south. Vizzy's front door, 316 feet ahead and left, southeast.
I can find out what heading I'm also traveling.
South 187 degrees.
Another nice thing that we did was task switching. You could now task switch in and out of the GPS application. So if I wanted to open a word processing document, for example, I would press the command to task switch into the word processor.
Drive. Press enter for compact flash.
Press enter.
Folder name. Press enter for GPS replay.
Press enter.
Document to open. Press enter.
I'm typing in test.
Test. Document does not exist. Create a new document.
And I will hit Y for yes.
Yes. Top of document. Blank. This is a test to show the word processor.
Now I'm going to task switch into the GPS application.
Resuming Sendero GPS. GPS mode.
And I'm going to hit G.
Pause GPS replay.
So our replay is still paused.
Feet, 8 satellites. GPS replay.
And I will task switch back into the word processor.
Keyword. Resuming edit of test. To show the word processor blank.
You can only use task switching in and out of GPS if you are running Keysoft 7.2 or greater. This is because HumanWare needed to give Sendero a task switch hotkey, and that was done in 7.2. Well, I hope this has given you a glimpse into the new features of the Sendero GPS. There are many more that were not covered in this brief introduction. To find out more, please visit www.senderogroup.com. That's S-E-N-D-E-R-O-G-R-O-U-P.com.